Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's out there on the news.
So Dell has been around, and this is, he did it last year, because I remember seeing this.
Yeah.
Because I'm a recovering Catholic, I've given up animal cruelty for all of Lent. What have you given up? Well, you, because you're...
I'm not Catholic,
oh,
so I know.
Oh, that's right. What are you? You're Baptist, or what are you?
I'm Southern Baptist, yeah.
I thought you guys were fairly intense. You don't do anything
Easter. Not like that. Like, every time I say, I mean, I just say Baptist, because when I say Southern Baptist, people think you're... like, can't swim with girls. And
I know that's it. I always
it's
say,
not like
can't
that.
Say hi to me in the liquor store.
Yeah. No, my parents didn't raise me like it's not Footloose.
You want to be like Lutheran, like Bob's in-laws and stuff are all Lutheran, which is basically if you don't kill somebody and you give enough money to the church, you get to go to heaven.
Yeah, you get to hang. If you just hang out,
that's
and be
pretty
okay.
strong. Yeah. I think there's money involved though. and you grew up Catholic.
I grew up Catholic. Yeah. So we had.
And what did Mike grow up? He had to be Episcopalian or Presbyterian or something, whatever the whitest one is.
Whatever could get you, baptized. Like, they thought his mom was so nice in a church, but he didn't grow up, I guess you'd just say Christian, because he really didn't grow up around church. He was confused as hell at the first wedding he went to.
See, that's crazy to me, because normally in a little town at that time, if your dad was the bank president, like, you had to.
Yeah, like, his mom would attend church, but those hellions, I don't, she'd wrangle them all that much, because he didn't know what I was talking about. I'm like, please say you were baptized. Because
you don't get the magic water spilled on your head.
You've got a lot of issues. You need to be baptized.
Yeah. Well, Dell's baptized in beer.
Listen, baptize yourself from the inside out. That's what I say.
Our next guest is a Cincinnati, Ohio brewery owner and Army veteran who is making headlines for his unusual diet during Lent, getting all of his calories just from beer. And, along the way, he's working to raise money to help local service industry workers affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Please welcome Dell Hall.
Nothing but beer all the way through Lent. Is that true, Dell?
Listen, that's absolutely true, and beer is my religion.
Good for you. It won't let you down. I promise you that.
Never have.
No. So this is a pretty funny idea. This is an idea you came up with. By the way, Army vet, thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
And corner of the 16 Lots Brewing Company. So this is good for everybody. So for Lent, you give up everything except beer and water, obviously. You got to hydrate. And last year when you tried this, you did it, 40 pounds. I always think, go easy on the beer, drink the whiskey, because the beer will make you heavy. And you lost 40 pounds. But I guess if you literally don't eat any food, you got to lose weight.
That's absolutely right. I mean, think about all the crap that we normally eat, all the preservatives and fat and carbs and sugar, and you take away all of that and replace it with all natural beer. There's only four ingredients in beer, and there's no artificial ingredients, no preservatives, nothing like that. It's got to be better for you.
I love the way you sound, like it's got vitamins. You know, that's what you should do, which I've never seen done. You should come up, at least market the first vitamin-heavy beer, so people really feel like it's some kind of a workout drink. Like, as soon as you're done working out, you need to make sure that you go drink this vitamin-heavy beer.
Yeah, one of the hottest trends in the beer market right now across the U.S. is a better-for-you beer. And they come with electrolytes, they're low-carb, low-calorie, things like that.
Yeah, but who's ever put, like, vitamin D, vitamin... like, because you could probably get that all tasteless, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
See, I would do that. I think that's a great deal. So let's move on, though. So this money, though, if you raised $10,000 last year for coronavirus charities, this year you're hoping to raise $50,000 to help service industry workers who have, you know, those poor guys, A, they were off. B, when we did come back, they're the poor bastards that got a, you know, some, you know, guys breathing on them every second of the day, and they have to wear their masks all shift long.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, here in Ohio, they're not even prioritized to get the vaccine, right? So service industry workers,
that's crazy,
who, like you just said, have to go out and work every single day, they're way down on the list of priorities. So they might get on this, you know, into getting a vaccine by midsummer.
See, it's crazy. At least here in KCK and Wyandotte, those guys were with grocery store workers. So if you worked in the service industry, you could go down and get your vaccination. Because let's face it, everybody was pissed off that you couldn't go to your bar or your restaurant. Grocery stores were open, Walmarts, everything was open, but people were all bent because they couldn't get serviced. So, I mean, it only stands to reason the first people you should go ahead and vaccinate, if they would like to have it, would be your servers.
And that is, you're speaking a lot of common sense right now.
Yeah. So you're at $2,500. I saw that. And you're going to shoot for $50,000, but it means you can have nothing but beer for the rest of Lent.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, people can throw in it at, you know, Sergeant Dell's virtual tip jar. Look for me on Instagram at Sergeant Dell. You know, every little bit helps. It's literally a virtual tip jar. So, you know, got a couple bucks, throw it in. You got $5, throw it in. You got $1,000, throw it in.
I know. I saw somebody tossed $1,000 in. I saw Cincy Beer Fest Johnson did it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So basically, you know, that's the guy that founded one of the big beer fests here in the Midwest. And he basically said, you know, hey, we can't do, you know, a typical beer fest like we normally would. They've all been canceled. So, you know, I'm going to support those people that pour beer all year long, and I'm going to throw some money in the tip jar.
Now, where you're at in Cincinnati, Ohio, I know that you have a brewing company, but I assume that you guys also serve. Do you serve anybody else's beer or only your own?
No, we're our own brewery. We only serve our own beer. But, you know, we are really close to the Bourbon Trail. So I do have a pretty good selection of bourbon there at the brewery as well.
Very well. Very nice. Listen, you know what? Let me talk to my friends over at Outlaw Bourbon Company, the Jesse James Outlaw Bourbon. Do you guys carry that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you know what?
Actually, I do not. And I mean, I would definitely be interested in it. A good friend of mine always bartends for Jesse at Sturgis every year.
Yeah, no, Jesse's a friend of the show. And so, you know what? He's a great dude. You should get that in there, and then I will. Let's see if we can get that done quick. Let's send him a picture, and let's see if Jesse James Outlaw sends a little money.
Dude, I am so down. I mean, I love the connection. There's a common thread. And let's do it.
He is, you know, he's a working man. I mean, he grew up pouring concrete, drinking bourbon and beer. So, I mean, he gets it. And, you know, he's been like everybody else. You know, he's not just got the band that he's in. So they haven't been playing at all, you know, like two shows this year. But everything else, like you said, it all slows down. And we all talk about getting back to work. We talk about the economy. But this is one way that, you know, you can actually do something. It's funny. You're going to give up food for Lent. And you really do. But it is important to help these guys. These servers are getting their asses handed to them.
I mean, it's unreal when you you know, when you drive through the neighborhoods that were so vibrant with you know, with outdoor dining and the patio season and things like that, that kind of made it bearable to go through coronavirus. Then in the winter, I mean, they're just gone. They're all shut down, and it's not just temporary. They're shutting and shuttering their doors for good. These people are going out of business.
By the way, who's your girl that bartends for Jesse?
Her name's Patty. Patty McCown.
You tell Patty. I know Patty. God damn, she is a handful.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, you tell Patty Johnny said, hey, from Kansas City. We hang out every single year in Sturgis.
I absolutely see the pictures constantly.
Yeah, no, Patty is a whole nother thing, man. You got your hands full there. Well, look, if this money's going for Patty, you definitely have her text Jesse as well, man. We'll make sure you get that bourbon in there.
Absolutely, I sure will.
Hey, and tell me, I got, because this is the other thought I had. When you hit like 3 weeks of no solid food and only beer, how is that to your system? Like, you know, day to day.
So let me just tell you this. It's liquid in, liquid out.
Oof. That's what I thought. That seems just like it just gets a little painful after a few weeks.
Well, you know what? That's the only issue, though. Like, everything else, I mean, my blood pressure gets better, my joints feel better. I mean, it's day 10 right now. I'm down 17 pounds already.
That's amazing.
I already start to feel amazing. And by the end of this, I mean, I, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. dude, I feel like I'm in my 20s.
God, and in 46 days, you will lose, you say, 40 pounds, and you feel physically, you don't feel tired, you're not going to faint, you're not going to pass out?
No, I mean, look, it's, you know, it's a pound of fat's like 3,500 calories, right? So right. Let's just say you're 100 pounds overweight. That's 350,000 calories you're packing around day to day. If you don't give your body the food, it will use that body fat, and it's just like eating those calories because you did eat those calories. You just ate them last year or 4 months ago.
Yeah, but you're getting carbs in there to a degree. I mean, with beer, you're definitely loading carbohydrates.
Yeah, a little bit. But if you know anything about, like, the ketosis diet, mm-hmm. once my body, because I'm not consuming anything else, I mean, I use those carbohydrates super fast, and then I'm right back into ketosis.
And are you peeing on the little stick to see when you're in?
I absolutely do every day.
I know. I tried it once. All I could think of was I had this strange, complete obsession with peeing on the stick and seeing it turn the right color.
Dude, it's so obsessive. You absolutely do that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, ideally what I want to do is I want to take all the knowledge that I've gained in the last 3 years and put it into a diet book where I can incorporate beer into a healthy lifestyle.
Dude.
You can take beer, incorporate it into keto, into the Mediterranean, Whole30, vegan, whatever. But you know, there's no reason to give up beer. Beer is life.
Beer is life. Can you put in a whiskey in there? Can you have a sip of whiskey, or there's no whiskey?
Look, 100%. You know, whiskey, if you've ever taken a distillery tour, the mash that they make in order to distill whiskey, they start out with beer. So they basically brew beer, and then they distill it. And the master distillers will always say, well, that over there is our, you know, our tank of beer. So it's basically beer. So if I want a sip of whiskey, I'm going to have it.
See, I'm just like going, man, 46 days, that'd be great. You know, the COVID-20 has not been kind to any of us.
Hmm.
I'm just like, man, how does it take you to drop 20 pounds? You think you could lose 20 pounds in like 20 days?
I'm already down 17. It's day 10.
God. And is it? And it's real.
100%. Like, so last year I ended up doing 50 days because I wanted to try to set like a crazy, like a world record, right? So I went 50 days. I actually lost 51 pounds in 50 days. 49 pounds of that was all body fat, not lean muscle, not tissue. I lost pure fat.
Now, how do you qualify that statement? Like you lost only body fat.
Doing body fat calculations at the beginning and at the end.
No kidding. So what did it go from?
So last year it went from 41% body fat to 30.
Wow. By the way, 41, you need to be... Take it easy.
Well, you know, I'm 6'3". I started last year, I'm 6'3". I started, it was 290.
All right, well, listen, forget I said anything smart last year, because I'm less than, you know, I'm only 6 feet, so I don't need my ass handed to me. Man, I think this is a fascinating idea. If you're just joining the show, go to Del Hall. Go to his Instagram, Sergeant Del, SGTDEL. Find him on Facebook. Find him on GoFundMe. But the money goes to servers to help them in the Cincinnati area. But it's a funny idea. We all grew up with the Catholic guilt. So you got to give something up for Lent. Give up a little money. Help him. He's giving up food on the beer-only diet. But I think it's fascinating that you can lose 50 pounds in 50 days like this. I'm sure every doctor that's hearing this is slapping their forehead. But it's... you know, if it's real, it's real, man. I tell you, I hope you do well, and I hope Miss Patty reaches out to Jesse. I'll reach out to Jesse as well, but make sure you grab that and throw a picture of that bottle up on the bar so we can get something done with that.
You got it, brother.
All right, man.
Are you guys in Kansas City?
Yep, in Kansas City.
Yeah, so I heard a story last year that there was like a Catholic church in Kansas City that was going to lead, the priest was going to lead their parishioners into a beer fast because they were inspired by my story.
I love that. I had no idea.
I don't think they finished.
You know what happened? Probably the diocese probably wasn't going to have that.
See, growing up, I didn't realize so many churches had alcohol and you could drink. Like mine, neither where I went to grade school or high school had that.
Yeah. No, that's true. Father Nick Blaha, so they say, of last year, was... The KC Beer Company brew was going to do a Lenten beer fast with that. So that, no, I just did a quick Google. Because Catholic monks in the 1600s brewed beer specifically for a liquid-only Lenten fast. Did you know that, Mr. Del Hall?
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of the reason I started this was to myth bust whether those monks really did it in the 1600s. So the first year I did it in 2019, I did it and with great success and inspired a few people to join in last year. And he was one of them that, you know, credited me with, hey, this guy did it. We're going to lead our parishioners through it. But I think COVID hit, and I don't think they did it.
I think that's hilarious. Well, they had the annual blessing of the ale, which is hilarious. You know what? That makes me want to go back to church if they're that cool again. All right. Look, let's stay in touch. Let's see what we can do. He's giving me the wrap up, but everybody check out Del Hall and continue on, my friend. Let me know how you're doing.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the support.
Cal Patty, I said, hey, one. You know who Patty is? To the side of the stage, yeah. Brunette, mm-hmm. Large breasts.
Yes.
Always has a crazy friend with her.
Yep.
Yeah. You know exactly who Patty is. Like,
his eyes lit right up. He's like, yes,
oh,
I
no,
do.
No.
I
we know all her. We all know Patty. Because I was like, bartender over here. I go, there's only two girls I know that are for sure Jesse's girls. Like Mike has certain girls.
Mm-hmm.
Ballard does. But I was like, but for Jesse's, for the outlaw and then manning the bar on the side of the stage, I'm like, that's got to be Patty and her girlfriend. There. Yeah. She'll come rolling out and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, did those shorts fit you when you were 8 years old? And and just a huge set of bolt-ons and just as outgoing as you'd ever want to see anybody, man. She's a handful. You'd like her a great deal. She's
she probably
cool.
Makes no money during Sturgis.
No.
Poor thing.
Oh, it's sad because all these other bartenders are somewhere near and the line for Patty is mm-hmm. always like way down the mm-hmm. road. Yeah. That's funny. That's where she works, with Del Hall, Cincinnati, out at the 16 Lots Brewing Company. All right. Stay right there, guys. I'll come right back. Hold on.